Jacksonville Eagles locker room chats back here on 92.1 KMZA. Mike Smith now joined by Boys head coach Lucas Dallinghouse. Coach, your squad split your last two games since we last talked, a 59-51 win at Clifton Clyde and then a 61-37 loss to Pawnee City. Looking at the Clifton Clyde game, would you say your squad's execution in the game was pretty solid?
Yeah, we had a sluggish first half. We did win the first quarter, but then it the second quarter they went on a nice run and took the lead, and we came out in the third quarter and really played a lot better. And then in the fourth, we probably had our best quarter of the year. We scored 25 points. We were really hustling after the ball. It was like a whole new team. And really the second half of that Clifton Clyde game, it was probably our best half that we've played all year. I really felt like a lot of things were coming together, both offensively and defensively, and we were able to pull it out in the end.
How do you feel that your squad has came along here in the season, maybe that you want to see out there on the court? I mean, you just mentioned there that you had maybe the best quarter of the entire season. Do you see that progression coming along with your squad?
Yeah. We talked about the very first meeting of the year, there were going to be growing pains and that we were going to take baby steps and just get better each day. And we wanted to be a better team come February than we were in November. And, even after last night's Pawnee City game, I mean, we were only down 7 at halftime, and that was a huge confidence boost for our team. Now, in the second half, we came out, and, they hit quite a few three-pointers, and that really made the difference in that game. But, we've seen a tremendous amount of growth by our team, and, we're young, and they just needed that playing experience. And we're still going to go through some of those growing pains, but, the experience really says a lot for this team, and we've just got to keep going and keep getting better.
The regular season's coming to a close here the next couple of weeks. What maybe is the main point you're telling your squad to focus on and remember as postseason play comes up?
Well, we just have to keep getting better at the fundamental things, passing and catching the ball, making shots when we're open, playing fundamentally sound defense. Those are really the key things that are going to make us successful in the postseason. And we've got 4 games left here in this season to really work on those things so that by the time Substate rolls around, we're ready to go and maybe we can make some noise.
As you mentioned, you have 4 games left in the season. You're 3-11 on the year. Your next 3 games happen to be on the road, including a game on Friday at Onega and then next Tuesday at Washington County. What's maybe the biggest key in those games, and do you feel that it's a good test maybe to have these road games here late in the season?
Yeah, Onega's got some great players on their team, and they've been here before and a lot of experience, so they're going to give us a tough go, and we know, it just comes down to the fundamentals again, taking care of the basketball and making shots when we're open. And then Washington County, they've been a good team for the past few years. I mean, we know what to expect from them. They're going to come out and play hard. And, both games being on the road, that's going to hurt us a little bit. But, we think that, maybe we can go out there and compete and maybe we can surprise a few teams.
Well, Coach, good luck in your next couple of games here.
All right, thank you.
That was Lucas Dallinghouse, Axtell Boys head coach right there. The Axtell Eagles locker room chat sponsored by Axtell Grain and the State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch.